Welcome to the New Homebuyers Podcast, brought to you by Barrett Homes and David Wilson Homes. In this podcast series, we explore the ins and outs of acquiring your own home. We do this by talking to experts who will be answering the questions most often asked by you, the homebuyer. My name is Dave Harris, and in this episode, we're going to look at the cost and expenses associated with not only moving house, but also running your new home. With me to discuss this are three people who, for various different reasons, are very interested in the business of buying and running a new home. Felicity Barnett is a national account manager at The Mortgage Brain, a Southwest-based mortgage brokerage. Millie Hunt is a sales advisor for David Wilson Homes, and in this role answers a lot of questions about the costs of moving and home ownership. And Ellen Warren, our third guest, is, as we record this, about to become a first-time buyer herself. She has very kindly volunteered to share her experience with us and tell us the questions she most wants answered as she prepares to buy and run her new home. Thank you all for joining me. Ellen, are you conscious of the various processes you've got to go through on this journey?
Yeah, definitely. There's so many things you have to think about and so many costs involved, which is why it's such a daunting thing to get into. And I think that's why it puts a lot of people off, especially me, and kind of makes me not want to go through with it as quickly because I'm so nervous about the process.
Well, hopefully we can make it a little less daunting for you today. Felicity, if I could turn to you now as a professional mortgage broker, one thing that just struck me there about what Ellen said was she didn't know how much she could afford. I mean, is it common for people in Ellen's position not to really know where they are, what they can afford, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's incredibly common because the idea of talking finances, I find, is quite a scary concept. You are built to not discuss your personal situation. So to tell that to a complete stranger can sometimes be nerve-wracking. But it's always interesting to hear from first-time buyers that the process they go through in terms of which comes first, looking for the house or finding out how much you can borrow. And if I can give you one piece of advice, and to avoid any disappointment when you potentially do fall in love with something, find out first what your budget will look like and then go shopping.
Okay, well, look, there's a lot of questions that people like Ellen will want answered. So, Ellen, what would be number one on that list?
It's everything, to be honest. It's right from the start about getting qualified. How much does being qualified cost? And then how much is a financial advisor or a mortgage advisor? Or are they the same thing? Like, all the way through every stage up until when you pay for your extras or everything that comes after, it's everything.
Well, let's turn to Felicity then. And Felicity, what are the main costs, would you say, First of all, in buying a home? We'll come to running it later, but you know, what are the things that Ellen needs to be thinking about now? Let's assume she knows how much she can afford and that sort of thing. What's next? You know, what are the other things she's going to have to pay for?
Probably the first thing you're doing as a first-time buyer is saving, because you're being told that you absolutely do need a deposit, and that's true. You need at least a 5% deposit. That doesn't necessarily need to come directly from your own savings. It could be that your very kind family have chosen to donate some money towards you to help you with your purchase, but you will need to have 5%. And the really important thing is when you'll need that by. So you will, once you've found a property, and with new build particularly, you will be expected to what's known as exchange, which is with the solicitor, 6 weeks after you reserve. So you go into the site, you reserve your property of choice, and you've got 6 weeks to get your mortgage in place and your legal documents in place for you to exchange, and your deposit is due at that point. So you will need that 5% by then.
Do people have to pay for your services?
So a mortgage brokerage fee can be anywhere from £200 to £1,000, but the nominated brokers that Barrett David Wilson work for are completely free of charge. They will not charge you anything at all for their services.
So Ellen, that sounds like good news. There's at least one thing that you don't have to pay for if you use certain mortgage brokers. Any questions about that?
Well, I didn't know whether you had to pay for an agreement in principle from a mortgage advisor, if that's another cost that would be included.
Your agreement in principle is completely free of charge. It's basically a decision by the lender to say, yes, based on the information you've given us, you're good to go. To the lender, however, there may be some costs that you'll need to pay. So depending on the product that you choose, you could be paying a product fee, and that can be anything up to about £1,000. But we'll advise you on the best product for you. But you also could pay a valuation fee. Again, that could be up to the value of £1,000. But generally for new builds, valuation fees are included and are free of charge because the lenders like to benefit you.
Okay, well, while we're on the subject of new builds, Millie, could I bring you in? Because I want to ask you about something I've heard about, and I dare say Ellen may have heard about it as well, and that's something called a reservation fee. Tell me about that. What is it and how much are we talking about?
Once, obviously, the customer has chosen their new home, they've been financially qualified, and they've got a decision in principle, we are then able to reserve a property to them. It's a £500 reservation fee, so that takes the property off the market for you, so it gives you the security, and then, as Felicity was saying, we would then look to exchange of contracts within 6 weeks, so the customer would put £500 down, secures the property. The £500 will come off at the end as well, so it is a deposit, so at the end they'll know you've paid £500.
But that's important, isn't it? That £500, you're not throwing that money away, that money is going towards the cost of buying your home.
Yeah, it goes towards it.
So, Ellen, were you aware of the fact that if you were buying a new home, you would have to pay a reservation fee?
No, not really. I didn't know, and even if you did have to pay a fee, I didn't know that it would come off at the end. I thought it would go straight to Barrett David Wilson.
Right, OK, so it's good news then that it counts towards the cost of your house, yeah. Good. OK, so far we've got lots of good news. You know, you're not paying for your mortgage broker probably, and your £500 reservation fee is included in the eventual price. I wonder, Felicity, do people get surprised by the sort of, you know, the various costs there are associated with buying? Because I suppose we all think about, you know, the house costs this much. Yes, I can afford it, or no, I can't. And then all those other extra little things that we're discussing today, do people sort of forget that, or are most people aware of those things?
No, I very much think that first-time buyers very much focus on paying the stamp duty, paying a solicitor's fee, and paying their deposit. Anything else is kind of quite often forgotten. So we give you a gentle reminder of that at your agreement in principle stage. But what I will say is, don't forget, you don't need all that money up front today in your pocket. And especially when you're buying a new build, if that's not due to complete for up to 6 months, you get that little bit of extra time to save, which makes life a little bit easier. So some of those other costs may include your moving fees. It depends if you've got a good friend with a man with a van, or if you're going to bring in an external company, because those costs can vary. But also little things like, you need to think about furnishing your property. So are you going to need to go out and buy a brand new sofa, a toaster, a bed cover? So you'll need to start thinking about what you absolutely need for that property. Because if you start to change your financial situation after we've got you the mortgage application and the mortgage offer, that can potentially affect you later down the line. So let's get that budget planning sorted before you go and spend a fortune on furnishing your house.
And before we go on and talk about, you know, that sort of thing, those, you know, making the house livable and making it your own, because obviously those are costs that you have to consider. But you mentioned stamp duty there, could you explain to our listeners what stamp duty is and what that's likely to cost?
Well, I'm not a solicitor, so I can't give advice, but a stamp duty land tax is effectively a tax for buying a property. The good news for you, Ellen, is that the stamp duty levy has been amended recently, so you will not pay any stamp duty at all on a property price of up to £425,000. So again, that could potentially be quite a big saving for you. However, if you're buying in Wales, it's slightly different. It's land transaction tax instead of stamp duty, and you don't pay anything as a first-time buyer up until the value of £250,000.
So, Millie, I wanted to quickly ask you about the business of appointing solicitors as well, because I think I'm right in saying that you're in a position to advise people, to give them lists of solicitors that you recommend and that sort of thing. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So we have a panel of solicitors that we recommend to our customers. Obviously, you don't have to use our recommended solicitors. You can use your own solicitor. But we purely recommend them just because they know the timeframes of what we work to. They know the development, and they specialise in new builds as well. So, and they can give them a fixed price. So what we always advise, get them to speak to the solicitor at their reservation period, tell tell them the price that they're purchasing at, and they can then give them a fixed price on how much their solicitor fees are going to be, without any hidden costs or anything like that.
So Millie, with this fixed cost for the solicitor, what can you give me a rough idea what that might be for a typical first-time buyer?
Depending on the property price, obviously it will completely vary, and obviously we would always advise to speak to the solicitor beforehand, but it can be as little as anything from around about £650 up to maybe potentially about £1,000, which is always really good to know, because sometimes first-time buyers especially, they come in thinking solicitor fees are going to cost them thousands and thousands of pounds, whereas it could be as little as £650.
Yeah, and Ellen, that must be a comfort to know that you know, you can lock down that solicitor's price, presumably.
Yeah, definitely, and knowing that there's not any hidden costs involved makes it much easier to budget in terms of how much everything is kind of totting up to cost.
And talking of totting up costs, I know something else, Millie, that I wanted to ask you about was what's included in the house, because Felicity mentioned about budgeting and the fact that you might want to buy certain things for the house and that sort of stuff, which would be a natural thing to want to do. But certain things are actually included, aren't they? So tell me about that.
Yeah, of course. So obviously, depending on what property you purchase, we have different levels of specifications. But for our sort of standard level of specification, so if Ellen was buying, I don't know, a 2 or 3 bedroom property with us, as standard, she'll get a fully fitted kitchen. She'll be able to personalise it. So she'll be able to choose the colour of her worktops and doors, which again is the beauty of buying a new build property. You can personalise it from day one. You would get your oven, hob and hood as standard. The only things you would need to then pay additional extra for would be your fridge, freezer, your dishwasher, washing machine, any of those appliances.
And what about things like floor coverings, you know, carpets, tiles, that sort of stuff?
Flooring, it is an additional extra. We do packages, so there's quite a few different packages that you can upgrade to, different levels to obviously suit your budget.
Can you give me a rough idea what that might cost for a first-time buyer, a typical house?
Yeah, so if Ellen was potentially looking at maybe a 2-bedroom property with us, if she was thinking of doing sort of the first level of upgrade, which is what we call vinyl, like a standard level of carpets, to floor the whole house, she would potentially probably be looking at around about £3,000-£3,500. Obviously, things do go up, so that could potentially change. She would be starting at around like £3,500.
Ellen, you've heard about all these things that you've got to consider. I mean, have you got any questions now that you've heard of all of that?
So if I choose to upgrade any of the appliances or the flooring or whatever, when do I pay for all of that?
So Ellen, for your flooring and upgrades, when you come in to do your appointment with us, we usually take 25% deposit and then the remaining balance gets paid on completion.
So Ellen, how do you feel so far, having heard all of this information about the costs of actually buying the house? How are you feeling about it?
Actually really shocked that there's not that many fees involved with the pre-move-in process, but I am a bit anxious now about, once you've moved in, the other costs that are involved once you've completed.
Yeah, well, that's a good question, and this is a really good time to move on to that. So let me turn to Felicity first then. What are the things Ellen should be considering about, you know, once she's moved in, she's completed, she's got the keys, she's very happy. So what should she be thinking about now in terms of the day-to-day running of a home?
Well, absolutely. Ellen, now this is the point where you're welcomed into responsible house owning. There are many things for you to consider, which most first-time buyers, because they haven't had to have that responsibility before, weren't aware of. So, of course, you've got your mortgage. You know that you'll be paying your mortgage from day one. But it's now a lot of fun phoning around all the companies and setting everything up. So it's your council tax, it's your electric, water, gas, whatever utility bills may be involved in the property, things like your TV license or your TV subscriptions, your broadband, your internet. These are all things that you don't necessarily take into consideration. So you'll need to kind of just budget and understand what your bills will look like on top of any other personal commitments you may have. I would always say as well, it's worthwhile putting a little bit aside for the rainy day fund, for that responsibility of should anything go wrong, like a washing machine or a leak, then you've got something in the pot as your rainy day fund.
And talking of things going wrong, talk to me a little bit about insurances and that sort of thing. I mean, is it important? Because presumably, like, buildings insurance, you have to have. but contents insurance, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, we'll discuss that with you when you do the mortgage application. But yeah, absolutely. You've got your buildings insurance, which you have to have in place. Your contents insurance is a choice, but we would highly recommend it, because if you were to have a house fire or anything, that's your entire life in there. And in addition to that, we'd also already talk to you about protecting yourself to ensure that you can continue those payments. So things like life insurance or income protection insurance would have already been discussed and will be in place for you for when you complete.
So Millie, that's very interesting what Felicity was just saying about when things go wrong, insurances and that sort of thing. But presumably there's a certain number of warranties and things like that on the house and bits of the equipment in the house.
Yeah, definitely. So, and that's the beauty of buying a new build as well. You have your warranties. You have a 10-year warranty on the structure of the house, which is by the NHBC. So that's the structure. So if anything was to go wrong with the roof or anything like that, you've got a 10-year warranty with the NHBC. And then you have a 2-year warranty. So with either David Wilson Homes or Barrett Homes, you have a 2-year warranty. So any fixtures or fittings, you'll be covered for 2 years. So it does sort of put your mind at ease that you are really well looked after.
Here we are sitting here recording in November 2022, and there's a certain amount of uncertainty in the where mortgage rates are going to be over the next year or two. So presumably people in Ellen's position have to be aware that the monthly costs that they're paying now might be different in a couple of years' time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't predict the future as much as I would love to, but in terms of your mortgage, we will agree a product for you at the time of application. And for first-time buyers, many choose to go on a fixed rate. There are other alternatives available, but many choose fixed. And the reason for that is that it gives you a really clear idea of what that budget's going to be, what that monthly payment will be, and a fixed rate will tie you in for a period of time. So that's going to be 2, 3, 5 years. After that period of time, the interest rate will need to be reconsidered. So you'll come back to the mortgage advisor for a review. And at that time, we will assess the market and look to see what the best product is for you. But we can give you some certainty during that period to keep those payments the same.
Ellen, from what Felicity and Millie have said today, do you feel reassured? I mean, does it feel less daunting than it did half an hour ago?
Yeah, massively. And I think the only thing that's daunting now is the post-completion costs. But I think the time that it takes to complete, all of that will come into its own once you've got through that first stage. So all the big purchases and all the big payments are done. And then once you've completed, it's the kind of things that you're used to paying for, like just like the little utilities that obviously build up but aren't so like daunting to go to a solicitor or go to a mortgage advisor.
Well, I'm glad you're reassured by it. And Felicity, do you think overall, although we all probably have some memory of our first time buying experience, those of us who are a bit older, and it is scary, but in the end, it's not that difficult, is it? It's as long as you plan it and you talk to people like yourself, you talk to experts, then it is doable, isn't it?
Yeah, I very much think that the idea of it is probably a lot scarier than the reality of it. And it is because it is the biggest financial commitment of your life. And there's lots of other factors involved. You're going to be living on your own. You're going to be completely independent. And it's exciting, but absolutely petrifying. I get that. What I will say is that we are all here as professionals. So whether it's your mortgage advisor, your sales advisor on site, your solicitor, we have all done this a million times before. Just trust in the advice and we will answer as many silly questions you think that you have as possible, because our job is to make you feel really comfortable in the knowledge of what you're doing, why you're doing it, how much it's going to cost you, when it's going to cost you what, and we will look after you. We will hold your hand from the very moment you pick up the phone to us all the way through to completion.
So Ellen, that's great advice from Felicity there. What about in terms of Millie's part of the operation, you know, the front line of selling the house? Any sort of questions or worries on that front?
So can I come to a sales office or come to site without an appointment? Can I come and chat to you about any worries I have just without booking an appointment?
Yeah, of course you can. Our doors are always open. We'd love for you to come in and have a conversation with us. But sometimes it is better to book an appointment just to make sure that there is an advisor there who has got time to spend with you. But if you are just passing, you're more than welcome to just come on in, and we can have a good look around. We can give you some advice. We can tell you the property we've got on the market. You can have a look around the show homes. But yeah, you're always welcome to come on in. We'd love for you to have a look around.
Well, that's a nice note to end on, and thank you very much, all of you, for being part of this podcast. And I hope that Ellen feels reassured by what's been said. You've been listening to the New Home Buyers Podcast, brought to you by Barrett Homes and David Wilson Homes. I'm Dave Harris, and I've been talking to mortgage broker Felicity Barnett of The Mortgage Brain, Millie Hunt, sales advisor for David Wilson Homes, and first-time buyer Ellen Warren. We hope Ellen and you, our listeners, have found this discussion useful. If you're thinking of buying a new home, then as Millie just said, simply pop in or call the development you're interested in and the sales team will make you very welcome. If you're not quite sure what and where you want to buy, but you want to find out what you can afford, then of course, contact a mortgage broker directly. You can find links to our recommended mortgage brokers on our podcast page at www.podbean.com/Barrett Homes, where you can also find links to all sorts of other useful information and listen to our other podcasts in the New Home Buyers podcast series. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If so, please share it with your family and friends if you think they'd find it useful too. Join us for another episode soon, but in the meantime, happy house hunting and thanks for listening.